Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected with your host.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome, everyone, to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and we're back in action here on tonight. Who's Your Main Dish is our topic. The girls are with me. I never host the show alone. So I would like to welcome back Nicole Martin and Karishma Thomas. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving week, ladies. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing good. I'm really, really excited about the holidays that are here. You guys can call in 347-539-5729. How have you ladies been? It's been like a minute.
It has been a really long time, but you know what I'm happy is I feel like this is one of our annual shows, and I love this topic, and I think it's so much fun because every year there's always something different. But I've been really good, just been, you know, staying busy. It was a great, fun summer, and now, you know, just back to the grind. What's been going on with you ladies?
Oh, everything has been great. I just really fastly for me, I got the Mogul Award, so just really excited about where my career is going right now. A lot going on, and I'm just really excited about this chapter. So just happy to be back on the air. You know, I've been doing a lot of TV, so it's good to be back on radio and back with our listeners. But really excited about the holiday season, and I'm hearing the music now in the malls. So just really excited. How about you, Nicole?
Everything is good. Hey, ladies, how are you? Glad to be back. Oh, it's been a fun ride for me also. I have some things in the works, and I know you guys heard of probably by now Mob Diaries, the television series that's supposed to be coming to television. So just keep me up in prayer and hope that it happens and comes into fruition in 2018. But we all know sometimes things go awry, so I'm just trying to stay prayed up and, you know, hope that this is the one. So we will see. But other than that, I'm good. Glad to be back with you ladies.
Okay, that sounds great. That's awesome.
I'm ready to eat. You know me. I'm ready to eat. Even though I work out, I love to eat. So I'm definitely ready to get it cracking on Thursday.
Now, with that being said, Nicole, what are you ready, like, what are you most excited about for Thursday to eat?
This topic tonight is very special to me. Like as Karishma said, this is like an annual thing for us, and it's a lot of fun. You know, in the past couple of years, we've got on Karish about who she's bringing to the table. So I guess we're just going to jump right into this. I guess we're just going to jump right into the topic, and I've sidebar to you on this, so she knows about this. So, guys, I just want to say this year, Thanksgiving is going to be very, very, very special for me. You know, my parents are deceased. My grandparents are deceased. And the only thing that I have left in my life really is my son, who is about to turn 28 in December. My son is a good kid, always been a great kid, very respectful, hardworking, caring, compassionate. The past few years, he has not been that way at all. It's something that has definitely been very wrong. And Thanksgiving is special to me this year because in the past, my son did not want to participate in the holidays. He was very closed in, a recluse. And come to find out, we just got the diagnosis that my son has bipolar. And I've made the decision to talk about it. I'm not ashamed of it. And I told my son it's nothing for him to be ashamed of either. But it's really a wonderful thing now that we got the diagnosis, because I knew something was wrong with my son, and the professionals were telling me there was nothing wrong with him. He was just spoiled. And as his mother, I knew something was different. So his breaking point came in college from the stress. And he's been acting different. So anyway, I'm just really thrilled because he's now on medication. He's doing great. He's back to the son that I knew. He's sociable. He's hanging out. He's doing wonderful. And I'm really excited, guys, because this year he wants to participate, in the holidays and go to my family's house and sit down and have dinner and interact with people, because in the past he did not want to do that. So I'm really grateful and blessed and really looking forward to the holidays this year, as in the past I did not. So that's my little story. And we're getting on
about
that later.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so, and you know what? I think it's great what you said, like, I'm so glad that you're talking about it, because it's something that can probably help a lot of our listeners today. And it's something that, you know, to not just kind of believe the first thing that you hear and make sure that you go. And when you know something, you know, maybe needs to be like treated again or like seen again, you can just go and, you know, get that checked out,
right,
and not just kind of believe the first person and the first opinion.
Yes.
And I think that's really great. And I'm really happy for you. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe your son is going to be 28. I was like, that is
girl,
crazy.
Me either. And I'm celebrating a birthday tomorrow, so we won't
yes.
even talk about my age. So
we'll get to that too.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to take a moment to really commend you, Nicole. That is just, that's amazing. And I'm so proud of your son. I just want to tell him that we love him here. He always has support here at the Girlfriend Network. But that is such a step to say, not something is wrong, everything is right with him, but it's
exactly.
just some issues that he has to work
right.
through. And I don't
right.
think we give enough attention on this. And I just really want to commend you for taking the steps to say, hey, how can we work this out? Because people, they don't talk about it. They don't address
they
the
don't.
Issues, so they never get addressed. And these people in our society feel displaced. They feel like they
You're
don't
right.
fit.
You
but
know.
You do fit. It's just us. We have to figure it out. And I just commend you for figuring it out and not giving up on him. When you don't, when they were
yeah.
telling you a solution was this, you refused to accept that. And I always say that about your own story, that you have this unbelievable will that you refuse to accept what people say. So keep that going. And I wish more people that are brave enough to say, hey, you know, not that I'm not normal, because what is normal? It's just something
right.
I need help with some things, and that's the
right.
platform that we're
the way to put
we
it.
Are,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and
yeah.
I just commend
right.
you guys
yeah.
on that. That's
you
just
know,
really
I've been
amazing.
Doing
yeah,
so much research on this, and like 3 out of 10 people are bipolar in our country. So it, you know,
yeah.
it's serious. And I said I wasn't going to hide it. I was going to talk about it. So. You know, that's it.
Definitely, I'm sure that you're helping a listener tonight. Like, I'm sure that it's someone that needs to hear that. And I, you know, with me, like a close friend of mine reached out to me a couple weeks, like last week, and she, you know, tried to really hurt herself. She had to address issues. So I know there's people out there that need to hear this. So I just can't commend you enough for you and your son being brave enough to stand out and say, hey, something is different. And I don't want to say something is wrong, because it's not that something's wrong. It's just problems that we are not addressing. And it takes a lot. I got a call with my friend and or, you know, she communicated some things to me. And, of course, when I got it, I was busy. And then she had already tried to hurt herself. So I know, especially now during the holiday season, people are hurting.
Yes,
people are hurting.
Absolutely.
And so we need people out there to be honest and tell the truth. And that's beautiful. So I'm glad that you guys are able to get together and really address this issue, because it is ongoing. It is. There's so many more people, one out of three that we know of, but what about the ones that are not, you know, diagnosed or don't want to shed light because they feel like they feel embarrassed about it? I think we need to keep the conversation going. Like I said, when my friend reached out to me, I was just busy in everyday life, and then I got the call from her mom that, you know, she did go ahead and, you know, thank God that everything is okay with her. They were able to get to her in time, so she didn't, you know, she's still here with us. But it's very, very serious when you have things like that. And that changed me. I was just like, wow, am I just too busy where I'm not really, like, here for other people? It's just, but she had other things going on, and it was just accumulation of things, stress, life, everything, and she felt that, you know, she didn't need to be with us anymore. And my conversation, I did have an opportunity to speak with her, and I was just like, we need you here, so we need to understand, you know, what the root of this thing is. Why do you feel like, or, you know, what is the thing that causing you to feel like you don't want to do this anymore? So I think we have to have honest, get back to honest conversation. You can't be honest with anybody unless you're honest with yourself. So I definitely commend you on that.
Thanks, guys. Wonderful.
Yeah. No, and he's so lucky to have such a rock star mom with you that's, like, you know, so supportive and with him through and through. And, you know, that's, like, it's great. I love your guys' relationship. I think it's such a great mother-daughter bond. Or mother-son bond, I'm sorry. I was thinking of my
It
mom,
wasn't always.
Like,
it was not easy.
No, but it's great when you have that.
Gosh, if I could tell you what we've been through and the things I had to go through and this past summer, you know, I put the smile on. People did not know that behind closed doors, the things that, you know, were actually happening. But, like, at the end of the day, we finally got to the point where we needed to get so he could get help, and he finally admitted, because that's the other thing. My son did not admit that he had a problem, but with his disease, he thought he was, you know, fine, because when you have the disease, you think you're fine. You don't see what everybody else is seeing. So when he finally got the help, you know, it was just amazing, because with that, he also has panic attacks. So, guys, he had to learn how to deal with panic attacks and how to learn how to calm himself down. And, you know, just as a parent, I wanted to let him know, like, because you have bipolar, you know, it doesn't mean your life stops, or it doesn't mean you can't be great or accomplish great things, and it doesn't mean that, you know, you're different. You know, you just have a problem, and it is, you know, classified as a mental illness. But, like I said, I'm just so proud and pleased, because, like, he's really tackled it head on. He's done intensive therapy. He just graduated from this program, and now he's ready to, you know, get back out in the world. So just, you know, keep us in prayer. I think we're going to be fine.
Always.
You know, the only thing I worry about is he must stay on his medication. But as long as he stays on this medication, which he's been very diligent about taking, I know we'll be fine. So, but I really appreciate you guys and your support and your encouragement, because it's been tough. I mean, that's my only baby boy. You know, he's my baby, even though he's a grown ass man. You know, and he's really
he's still a baby.
And he's all I got, you know, and it was hard. My son went from being nice to disrespectful. My son was an asshole, guys, to put it bluntly. He was an asshole. And I didn't understand why, the way he talked to me, the things he did. And I was just like, this is crazy. And I walked around, I was hurt so much, because I'm like, I can't believe my son is treating me like this after,
like,
you know, what happened. So, yeah.
And then
it makes you question
your parenting, but don't question.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, sometimes we're blessed with different chapters in our life with our children.
You're right,
and yeah. I know. I trust me.
Failure, so you're right. Yeah.
It's not that you're failing. You just sometimes, like, when they're babies, it's so easy to say, oh, you know, my baby's this and that, and then they grow into being young adults, young men, and then they have hormones, so things change. It's nothing have to do with the parenting. It's just sometimes things that you don't know, and we have to discover that there is an issue, but I say to you, and I commend you guys again, because you're in the beyond the discovery process. You know there was an issue. You're addressing it. Some people never address it, and they,
mm-hmm.
you know, just blow
yeah,
up
true.
With everything,
right.
and then we see,
right.
and, you know, we see it. I tell you. So it's not easy with mental illness. It's very hard. But it can be conquered with education
Absolutely.
And help. And even for
Absolutely.
You, Nicole, counseling. And I'm sure there's people that's been in that situation could tell you, you know, and you can probably tell someone else now that he went through his program
mm-hmm.
and how much better it is now. And so you can encourage other people. But this is something that is really, really for right now that is so needed where we are today. It is so
mm-hmm.
needed. But we're going to jump into our first song. I know we've been talking about this. Slide by Calvin Harris featuring Frank Ocean and Migos. And that's right here on the Girlfriend Network.
With no brain, I'm out
Do
of
you
it.
Slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights like this? Put some spotlight on the slide. Oh, yeah. Whatever comes, comes too quick. Do you slide on all your nights like this? Yeah. Do you try on
Yeah.
niggas got me hot.
I'm Russell Tompkins of the New Stylistics, and when you've had a hard day's work and want to feel brand new, just listen to your heart, and it will lead you to where you're sure to hear our music, and you'll end up saying, "You make me feel brand new," on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. Nicole, are you there?
I am here.
Wonderful, wonderful. So
he had to step out, so Nicole and I will be continuing the show this evening. What was I going to say?
I know we spoke earlier about how this is one of our favorite topics about, you know, who's your main dish, and it's been part of our annual show. And I think one of the great things is, you know, we always talk about, like, meeting, you know, since this is a love show, we always talk about how kind of the holiday time is sometimes when a lot of people who've been dating kind of get to meet their significant other's family. And I think now I've kind of seen it more than any other time because, you know, nowadays everyone is spread out. Their family is somewhere else and they live somewhere else. And so really during this time, you're getting to know everybody. And it can get pretty crazy because, you know, you're either going to their house or going to a place, and the holidays is very sentimental and emotional. What do you think are some, like, tips or, you know, conversation starters that would be good to when you're meeting, you know, a significant other's family for the first time in this kind of environment where it's kind of everything is magnified because it's the holidays?
Wow. That's a good question. I always thought, like, a good icebreaker is you just have to delve into that other person, you know? I always think it's like asking them about their careers is a good thing, or their hobbies, or what they like to do in their spare time. A lot of times, though, you just have to feel a person out because not everybody is as friendly or as giving that you would like to be. But usually, you know, I'm thinking about myself in situations when you're meeting the guy's parents for the first time or the family, especially, you know, you get those female cousins who are like barracudas when it comes, you know, to their male cousins. So you know, a lot of times you just got to, I always say, me personally, I like to sit back and observe and kind of like get in where I fit in. And so if I can interject in certain conversations or make opinions, it's just to me a good start. And like I said, if you can tap into someone personally by asking mm-hmm. them personal questions, like as far as, like I said, you know, what they do for a living, their hobbies, children. Everybody loves to talk about their children, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, those are the things that I think help. What about you?
No, I agree, you know, because this is my thing. I always think about it if you know, someone was coming to meet my family. And my family, mm-hmm. like when we're together, we're loud, we're obnoxious. And sometimes it can be hard to make sure if somebody isn't already comfortable with them to make them feel comfortable, especially when, you know, mm-hmm. the holidays is kind of such a sentimental time. And, you know, if you haven't seen your family in a long time and you just want to spend time with them and you're catching up and telling all these stories, it's easy to kind of make someone feel left out. So it's always good to engage. You know, I have family that would probably, you know, start off with like making jokes about each other and getting that person comfortable into the scenario. When I've been in that situation to like meet someone's family and it's been at like a family reunion, so you're meeting like aunts and uncles that they don't even see, but they obviously have this relationship with, and they're like, oh, well, you know, who are you? I always just am like, oh, well, you know, tell me about his childhood, or like, oh, what funny story do you have? So it's kind of like you're getting invested to get to know the family, because that is kind of what it is when you're meeting someone, especially over the holidays. You want to know what they're like, what, because it's a big step, and you want to know, you know, how their background was, the funny things they did growing up, their values, their, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's really, when you get to know someone's family, you're really getting to know them in a super intimate way. Because all that size that they may have been trying to hide from you, they're not able to hide anymore.
Exactly. Yes.
Everything comes out when the family's involved.
That's so, the truth, right? And there's no filters. You know, and nobody gives a damn at that time, because, you know, if you're anything like my family, there's alcohol involved and a whole bunch of other factors. And usually this one is secretly fighting with this one or don't like this one. It's always drama in the room, you know, as far as I'm concerned, especially the more family members you have at a gathering. Not everybody is sweet and loving on each other. So, The dynamics are always very interesting.
No, definitely. And I almost feel like when you're at like a family event, like you said, even for my family, alcohol will always be involved. And it's one of those things where, like, at that point, they're not trying to impress anybody. I'm gathering, like, you're here. We're not trying to be on our best behavior or anything like that. So I think, you know, going into, like, if you have to go to someone, a significant other, like you're going to, you know, during this holiday season, a lot of our listeners, maybe they're going to be meeting the family for the first time and really getting to know everybody. I think the number one thing is to just relax and have a good time, because everyone during family events is pretty relaxed and okay. And I think just really being comfortable being yourself and just soaking it all in, you know, like if when you're not worried about impressing everybody, just because in the bigger family gatherings, I feel like people don't really care as much. Now, that might be different from family to family, but I feel like generally the families don't care as much, because they have, like, you know, this aunt they haven't seen in forever, and everyone's getting together and everyone's, you know, getting the food ready and making sure the house looks great. And like you said, it's like this cousin's fighting with that person. So they already have their inter-drama that they probably don't even care what you're doing at that point. You know, you're just kind of sit back, relax, soak it all in.
Yes. I definitely agree with what you said, though. It's so important. Just be yourself, you know, because if you're anything like me or my family, people can generally pick up, you know, when you're forcing stuff or you're not being your actual self. So I always think that's better. Unless you're a complete asshole, then maybe you need to switch some stuff up. But typically, I find if you be yourself and you just be as genuine as possible, then I think you would be fine. And, you know, Karishma, I say all the time, hell, not everybody is going to like me regardless, no matter who I am or who you aim to please. People are not going to like you. So at the end of the day, I'd rather be myself. And if they don't like me, then they truly don't like me versus me trying to put on airs. And, you know, they like someone else, which is even harder to keep up anyway. So that's just how I feel about it. So.
No, definitely. Now, we've talked about what it's like, you know, to how to handle the situation when you are there. But what if some people are still on the fence, you know, like someone is waiting for that Thanksgiving invitation? Like, how do you know when it's too soon? Like we said, big family event, bringing everybody together. What do you think is like the right time? Like, how do you know it's like, okay, I'm ready to introduce this person or even like bring them along to a big family gathering?
Yeah, I just think it's up to you. It depends on the relationship that you have with your, you know, mate. And if you're comfortable enough, if you guys are in a good place where you feel comfortable enough to like kind of throw them in the lion's den, it's up to you. Or a lot of times, typically, and they say with men, Karish, as you know, if a man brings you around to their family home and their peeps and their family members, then
mm-hmm.
typically he's saying something, you know, as far as, you know, this is a big step, or I'm going to take our relationship maybe to the next level, or we're definitely committed, or I care enough about you to want to have you around my family. So I just think when you and your mate are in a comfortable position and, mm-hmm. you know, you're ready just to do that. And I say too, if you're not comfortable or if you don't want to do that necessarily, then that's okay too. Especially if you're new and you're like, well, you know, I want to spend time with my family and this year I'm just going to rock alone with my family and I'll get up with you after or before. That's happened with me and my boyfriend. Initially, he came and he spent time with me, and then he went to his mother's house. I didn't get an invitation, but, you know, mm-hmm. I was cool with that, and we communicated throughout the day, but we were so new. We were only, like, a couple of months dating, and I knew he wasn't ready, you know, for that step, and I was fine with that, and I didn't push him, and, you know, I did my thing, and he did his thing, but like I said, what I appreciated was he did spend some time with me on that day. And then he mm-hmm. went about his business. So, you know, so what do you think? Do you think there's like a certain time? Do you think if you're in a relationship, Karishma, it's a must, like you must spend time together at holidays with your family? Or what's your opinion?
I agree with you. I think when two people know the time is right, they know the time is right. I just don't believe in having big expectations because, like we said, sometimes it is that, like, when a man brings you around to family, it's like, oh, okay, you know, I'm serious about this one. But I do have a couple guy friends that if they're casually dating someone, they just kind of will bring that person to their house for Thanksgiving just as if it was, like, they were getting invited to a wedding and, like, oh, I just need a date. You know what I mean? Or like, oh, okay, yeah, you're in there, you can come to the house, you know. So sometimes that can be really confusing because if you're mm-hmm. both not on the same page and then one person is thinking like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to their house, I'm spending time with the family, but it's like, oh, no, that's not
right.
their intention. So I think that if, you know, and it kind of can be awkward. Like you said, if you're just started dating someone a few months ago, like the holidays is a big deal. And it's kind of like, okay, do I bring you to like come spend time with my family or is it too soon? Like, cause you don't know if you're going to freak that person out. If they're, you know, like they think, okay, this is too soon. So I think it just really depends on where you are in the relationship. I think nowadays,
True.
Especially in our society today, people move so quickly in relationships. Like people do not take time. So you'll be dating someone for a week and it's like, you've spent every single day with them and now you're madly in love and you know, you're maybe ready for that next step, because sometimes just as quickly that things happen, they quickly fizzle out too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So, you know, sometimes it just depends, because I've seen relationships where friends have been madly in love after dating for like a week. And it's like, oh yeah, this is the one, I'm obsessed, you know, we love each other. They spend all their time together. And then like 3 weeks later, it's like, oh no, we stopped talking. I was like, you stopped mm-hmm. talking. I'm like, you were just ready to elope and get married and like have this whole big life and you had planned out your kids' names, and then it's like, oh no, it's fine, it just fizzled out. So nowadays in that society of like where everything is happening so fast, and I think it's, you know, with the mix of this whole app dating where like just everything is on your phone, like, okay, yeah, and we're, you know, people are texting all the time, so it's like you can be in that contact, you know, constant contact with somebody, it's hard, right. And it can get confusing. So big events like family get-togethers during the holidays may not seem like much, or it might just be that like, oh hey, my family lives nearby and your family is across the country, why don't you just come spend time? It's more of like being a nice, like a nice gesture.
True.
If that makes sense.
That's true. But you definitely have to be careful. You definitely have to be careful, especially with women, because I know typically we feel if a man invites you to their moms, grandmoms, it's like, oh, you know, that is a telltale sign of this being serious. And for the women, you know, we're like, oh, it's something that's unspoken. But we, you know, we run with that. Like, you know, girl, Karish, like, he invited me to his mom's house. You know, okay, so, you know, this is serious, because they always say, no man is going to bring you home to mama unless you're the one, or he feels like, you know, this is serious, or it's actually going somewhere. Which, but I actually know men who are like, hell, I bring different women home to my mom all the time. And my mom knows, like, they have the mom trained. Like, don't get excited. Don't mention anybody else. You know, she's here for Thanksgiving. It might be a different chick here for Christmas. So definitely know guys like that as well, where it's like, oh, it's no big deal if I take a woman home to my mother on a holiday, where some men are, you know, the opposite. If I take you home to my family, it is serious, because I'm just not going to have any woman or anybody around my family. So, I don't know. I'm just saying maybe just know the deal, know what's going on. Don't get overly excited, you know, and just understand what it is. You got to know your mate. Is this a serious step, him bringing you home, or is it like no big deal? It's just some regular shit that he does every now and then. So,
exactly. Yeah. And speaking of that, sometimes you just got to relax and treat it like it's just a fun holiday party. And we're about to listen to Beyonce's Party featuring J. Cole, and then we'll be right back.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready. Resemble Sade, imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday, cause la-di-da-di.
wagyu. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drippin' swag goo. Ooh.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. Talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead.
Thanksgiving, and this topic has been a little personal to me because this year, we've really turned a corner here with my son and I. Karish, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So as I was saying, I'm very excited. So this year, I'm actually bringing my son to Thanksgiving at a family member's house who we are very close to and my son really loves, and they have actually been here for us throughout the process, but like I said, in the past, typically our Thanksgivings were us spending time here at home, and I would cook, and there would even be very little interaction between my son and I because he was just in a different dark place.
But this year, now that he's on medication and has gotten therapy, he's actually looking forward to going to Thanksgiving and being around folk, which is huge, and family members that we truly love and who truly love us. So I'm very, very thankful. You know, that has occurred. And like I said, for the first time in a few years, I'm actually looking forward to a holiday, because in the past I have not, between the death of my parents and other family members and going through this with my son. It was just another day, and I would just do my best to get through it. Where this year, I'm really amped. I'm really excited. I'm like, yeah, let's get it. You might see some family pictures pop up on my Facebook, so that's really cool. So with that being said, drum roll, because we don't have a drum roll, but I want to know, and we go through this every year with Karishma, and we always tease her and give her a hard time, but who is Karishma bringing to the table for Thanksgiving this year? Is there going to be anyone this year?
There is not. This Thanksgiving is actually, I know. Big shocker. This Thanksgiving is going to be super fun, just, you know, spending time with some really close friends in the area that have become like family. So just really blessed to be spending Thanksgiving like that. I think, you know, this year has just been like a really great time of like reflection and just spending like time with myself and just getting to know myself a lot better. And I think that's what's really great about the holidays. I've made some really new friendships here, and my family lives all over the world. So unfortunately we can't, you know, always get together for these fun times. And I grew up with a lot of great memories of my mom cooking, but you know, she's living in Spain, and then my other family's in England. So everyone is just international at the moment. And so it's really nice when you develop that community, you know, near you, and it feels so adult, I guess, where it's like, oh, you know, everyone's kind of spread out and doing your own thing. And it's definitely new and fun and exciting. But yeah, I'm spending it with some really great friends, and it'll be wonderful. I'm excited. I think that, you know, the great thing about the holidays is, you know, and for all our listeners out there, you know, every holiday is different. Every year is different. So from this time till when December comes and the next round of holidays come, I think it's just always important to remember that as long as you're doing what makes you happy and you're, you know, feeling good, especially during this holiday season where times can get tough and, you know, you may be missing family or an ex or, you know, just friends, or there's so many different things that kind of, you know, you start to think about, especially on those like lonely cold nights by yourself, and you're like, oh, what about this and what about that? I think it's just important to really be following your bliss. And I think, like we said, every year it's been something different, and you never know when things just change for the better. And it's just, you keep that hope up and you do the best you can and ultimately just do what makes you happy. So, you know, we talk a lot about the different antics of Thanksgiving, especially when it comes to relationships and, you know, but if, you know, if you're not going home or meeting anyone's significant other for Thanksgiving and you have your own thing going on, that's great too. We were just giving our general fun advice that we love to talk about during Thanksgiving. But I think that's what's important about the holidays. You know, we here at the Girlfriend Network and the Love Zone just have like so much love out there. We care so much about all our listeners, and we're so grateful and thankful for you for listening and, you know, being tuned in and being a part of this like really fun growing experience, and for letting us do what we love, and for making us feel comfortable that we can, you know, share our moments with you and grow with you. And I love it. I mean, don't you think, Nicole? I feel like this year has just been such a crazy game changer. So many things have happened, just like growth. And that's what's exciting about the holidays.
Definitely.
It also comes to the end of the year, and then it's again a new start, new beginnings, new fun things. And I think we're just really lucky, and I'm so glad that this was a show we got to come back and speak on together, because this is definitely one of my favorite topics, and I think it's fun during this kind of thankful fun season to see what everyone's up to for the holidays.
Yeah,
you know,
so true. And while we're talking about new stuff and holidays and stuff, I want to give a shout out to one of our producers, Denise Duran, because I'm sure this holiday season is going to be very excited for her and her me. As I don't know if you guys know, but Denise just had a baby boy. He's a couple of months old, I think, now. Logan is his name. So
yes,
I'm sure.
The cutest baby
that's
boy
very exciting.
Ever.
I know. So I know she's probably hyped because, you know, it's always exciting when you have a newborn and, you know, you're looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas and other family members just want to come and love on the baby. So that's awesome. I'm really excited for you, Denise. And, you know, we definitely wish you well. And we hope you have first great holidays, experiences, and memories with Logan. So I just wanted to say that. And welcome to Renee, who's one of our newest producers. Right, Karish? She's doing a great job tonight.
Yes, doing a phenomenal job.
Yes, we're happy to have you. So welcome to the team. So,
I know. We're just thankful for everyone. We've got such a great network here, you know. Thankful to Mike for, you know, starting this great thing. And I'm thankful to Nicole, you, and T for being such awesome co-hosts and for us, like, doing this together for, oh my gosh, almost, like, 3 years now I've been on the show. So it's exciting because I started during a holiday season time, and it's always fun when another year passes by and we can do one of these fun, great shows together. And yeah, absolutely, absolutely love it. And obviously, you know, if our listeners ever need anything, just make sure you always call into our show. We are happy to chat with you, you know, connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at the Love Zone USA or the Girlfriend Network page. That is where we always are. We're going to have another fun, exciting holiday Christmas special coming up in a few weeks, I believe, and that is going to be another one of our annual shows that we have a lot of fun on, because I think we just get really excited about the holidays, and we just talk about all things to do with the holidays, and it's fun to do these shows.
Yeah, it is, and I'm just in a different place, you know, and it's so funny because it's like a catharsis for me, but then I reflect and I think about other people who may not be as blessed as I am. You know, people are battling different things, you know, being homeless, illness, all that stuff. So my hearts go out to everyone, and I'm thinking about everyone, and I just hope everyone has a great holiday or the best that it could be, you know, for their particular situation. And like I said, you know, I've been saying lately that God is good. Because I have to tell you guys, my journey has been quite hellacious the past few years, really fighting for my son and having him at various crisis centers, trying to convince people that something is really wrong with him. And they're telling me there's nothing wrong with him. He's spoiled. He's entitled. Put him out. Make him grow up. Make him be a man. And, you know, this summer, when finally somebody definitely recognized that my son had a problem, and, you know, I realized at that point that he was going to get the help he needed, it was definitely a changing point in my life, in his life. Because one thing that I've been saying, it doesn't matter how successful I am, how blessed I am, it doesn't matter how much money may be in my bank account or the great things that I'm doing, if my son was jacked up, none of it matters, you know, because a lot of times I would spend most of my time, whether I'm at an event or whatever the case, it was always worry, you know, when dealing with my son. And I never knew who he was going to be that day or what I was going to get. So I just keep reiterating this because, you know, it's like I've been born again, you know. I'm really looking forward to certain things like the future, my son. He has a bright future ahead, so I'm really happy, and I'm just so happy because, guys, for a long time, I was really like, is this going to be the rest of his life and my life? Like, is this what we're going to have to deal with? So I was really worried about that. So when he got diagnosed and the medication and now he's good, let me tell you, oh, my God, I can't even explain to you how I feel and how wonderful he is and how he's back to being that caring, compassionate, respectful, you know, adult. So it's just wonderful. And I know I keep like gushing, but and listen,
no,
anybody out there, you know, who has gone through it, who wants to talk to me or whatever, you know, and because I'm definitely willing to share my experience. I always share my experience in life and all my different walks of life, and this is no different. And I've told my son, I don't know if he's that happy about it, but I'm going to talk about it.
because and I think it's always best that people know what you're going through so they can help you and make sure you stay on point. Like, I definitely had conversations with his friends. This is what he has. This is what we're dealing with. This is what he has to do. So if they see him slipping or see any adverse, you know, changes, like, they'll know. And they can stay on top of him. Because I always say, Charisma, it takes a village sometimes.
Yeah.
Can't do it by myself. And I had the police involved. I had the crisis center involved. I had so many different people involved. And finally, thank you, God, you know, we're in a good place today. So...
Exactly.
That's my job for today. And that is
so amazing, Nicole, like the things that you've been through and still like you during all this time, like you have still like been out there, like killing it with the acting scene, you're modeling your own business. Like, we're just so happy. I'm so grateful to know you and to, you know, be able to work with you as well. And I'm so happy. And again, like, so thankful to all you listeners that make this possible for all of us and we're able to do what we love and share these experiences with you. And yeah, like if anyone, I don't know, Nicole, I'm just blown away by you. I absolutely love you, but I can't believe the show is already over, but
I know.
But thanks so much to all our listeners. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving week. And, you know where to reach out to us on social media if you need anything. That is us from the Girlfriend Network.
From a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy. Man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old Wapsie. Till I got flashed by the paparazzi. These cats, I hate these more than
I
got.
All I know you know to show off. But I never thought that you would take it this far.
Go front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
and
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never.